officially to All About TRH podcast, aka All About the Truth, All About the Real Housewives. I can't even express how excited I am to finally say we're doing this podcast, because I thought, you know, there's no better time to launch this podcast than right now with New Jersey back on air. If you followed All About TRH from the beginning, you know we're all about New Jersey. New Jersey is probably my favorite of the Real Housewives, and I'll get into why a little bit later. And I do love all of them, but New Jersey just has my heart. So today is our first episode, and I will be doing a small introduction and recapping the epic season premiere of season 11 of New Jersey. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Roxanne. I started All About the Truth, aka allabouttrh.com, back in November of 2011. And the story is pretty interesting, so please bear with me. You'll want to hear this. It involves Melissa Gorka, Teresa Giudice, and Joe Gorka. So, and you know what? I actually wonder if Teresa's going to change her last name now that she's divorced, right? But it's also been so long that she's had that last name. Anyways, so I think I was 19 at the time. I opened up this Twitter account because I was not going to tweet off my regular account at the time. I never watched The Real Housewives until season 3, and it was the christening. Oh my God. My blood boiled watching that episode. Here's why. I feel like I can relate to New Jersey so much because I'm Middle Eastern. I have a huge family. We're all in each other's business. We have our moments, but you know, at the end of the day, we're close with each other. You know, I grew up with them. My cousins are like my sisters. We're all in group chats. We talk every day. You know, so we're all about gathering. We're all about family. We're all about food, all that stuff. We're all very loud. So I could relate a lot to the families in New Jersey. So I was just really excited about it. So I opened this Twitter account and I'm just saying my opinion, and I get contacted by people who know Melissa and Joe. And I even get contacted by a producer at the time who told me the obvious. They told me that Melissa and Joe got on the show because Melissa and Joe told producers they do not get along with Teresa. Okay, we all knew that, right? And FYI, there weren't many blogs. There really weren't. Now when I go on Instagram, I see a million hilarious blogs, or not even Instagram. There were a few really great ones, but there just weren't a lot. So anyways, I get contacted by them, and this producer tells me for a fact that they got on the show with Kathy because they said they didn't like Teresa. Side note, I would kill my cousin if she ever kind of ganged up with me, with my sister-in-law, to get on a show that I am on behind my back. And I know I'm all over the place right now, but did you guys see that Kathy's daughter got married like last week? She looked beautiful. It looked like, oh my gosh, the wedding was gorgeous. It was just gorgeous. Looked amazing, but obviously Melissa and Teresa were missing, right? Back to what producers told me. So they had said, again, that's how they got on the show. So I just thought to myself, I thought, oh my God, I can't imagine my family, my blood, doing that to me. And even though they have this weird relationship, you know, I know a lot of the times Melissa and Joe Gorka will say, oh, we weren't even cool or whatever. They still saw each other because both Joe and Teresa's parents were alive. So they still would see each other. They still were around each other. Clearly they did not like each other, but they were still around each other, especially for the children's sake. So it's not like they were this family that didn't talk for years or anything. It wasn't like that at all. They still spoke and everything. Joe Gorka probably just thought, oh, Teresa was, you know, thought she was something because she was on the show. But, you know, Joe Gorka, I'm pretty sure he's a younger brother, and he just seems really, I don't know. In my opinion, he seems a little bit envious of Teresa. I don't know. Anyways, my blood boiled for Teresa, and I just thought, oh my God, Melissa is going to put this family on blast. She probably doesn't even care because it's not her family that is going to be dealing with it. But I was like, this is crazy. I can't believe this is happening on TV. So I then get contacted by this Angelo guy. Well, I didn't get contacted by him. Someone connected us together. Okay. And I don't want to get into that. I mean, if you followed us, you know who and whatever. But anyways, he tells me that he was a manager at a strip club that Melissa stripped at. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I have to open up a website with this. So, you know, I go to my cousin, see him very close to my cousins. And he's a lot older than me. And I go to him and I say to him, I need you to make me a website. And he does. He thinks I'm crazy, but he makes his website. He teaches me how to do it. And we open the website. We open allabouttrh.com with this interview with Angelo. And New Jersey fans are loyal to New Jersey. Like they are, I don't even know how to explain it. They are so into, you know, the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I feel like more than any other of the franchises. But anyways, My website crashes immediately. And I'm like, oh my God. So Melissa denies these claims. And honestly, I'm over the whole Strippergate drama anyways. I don't even care to talk about it anymore. I don't know if she was a stripper. I don't think, you know, she said she wasn't. So, I mean, that, yeah. So that happened. So things got wild. Joe Gorka then accuses me of working for Teresa. And it goes on and on and on. I think everything's good now. I think we're all good now. And, you know, that's when I got into all the other housewives. I started watching from the beginning, all the other housewives, you know. I love Potomac. So we are in a pandemic right now, and a lot of us are at home. If you guys are bored or whatever, please watch Potomac. I feel like it does not get enough coverage. It is so good. I would say Potomac is, next to Jersey, the best of the Real Housewives. So go on Hulu and rewatch it. I remember when I was pregnant, I rewatched it twice. Okay, that's how much I love Potomac. And I just feel bad because I feel like it doesn't get the energy it should. Same with Dallas. I am obsessed with Dallas. And I still don't think that gets much energy either. OC, terrible. Sucks so badly this season. Please get Bronwyn. I never say her name correctly. Please get her out of the show. She needs to go. Please. I will be shocked if she comes back. But anyways, I love Beverly Hills. I love all of them. So I watch all of them. But I did have to step away from allaboutterryh.com because I started my career. So I started a career in HR and I wanted to grow in it. So I had to invest all my time with that so that I could get to a point where I'm able to do what I want, you know, and be really good at my job still. And that's when Laura came in. So Laura started writing for All About Terry H in October of 2014. And she has been incredible. She's on top of everything. She's behind her Twitter account, the website, and has even, you know, grown our Instagram account. Our Instagram account has been just getting so big, you know, the last couple of months. So, you know, Laura's just the best. So we're lucky to have her. You'll be hearing a lot from her. We also have Lydia, who's been with us for a couple of years. She's amazing. She's incredible. She's a little bit on the busier side. So I don't know if she'll be on the podcast, but she may, you know, pop in here and there. So that's just the ladies behind allaboutterryh.com. So I know so many people have been telling me, you know, we need to get on this podcast. You need to do it. And it was just so tough for me. You know, I'm still working full time, but I've established myself, like I was saying, in my career. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get to a point where I've established myself. And I'm just really good at my job and I could do other things. So I got married in 2018. I had two babies back to back. Their names are Charlie and Sloan, both girls. Both such a blessing. I know so many people tell me they grow up so fast. So I'm trying to take advantage of this time with them. I also opened up a little Instagram account called minimal_ish_mom. And that kind of is just about my family life. And just fun DIYs I do and things like that. So a lot going on still. But I thought, God, I know I'm going to regret if I don't do this podcast. And you know, I wish I listened to so many people who advised me a couple years ago. It was just so much harder for me then. But I'm really, really excited about this. You know, I want to improve as much as possible. Same with Laura, who again, be on the podcast, you know, I want to grow, I want feedback. So if you're listening, you know, please provide me with feedback, you know, what my plan with is to hopefully get some of the ladies on this, you know, podcast, to recap every one of these episodes, because I love talking about it and also getting, you know, other opinions, our readers' opinions, you know, the viewers' opinions, but I'm all about feedback. So please provide me with feedback. You know, I'm doing this podcast right now as my 11 month old and I just, my oldest daughter just turned two. So they're sleeping. I hope you guys can't hear like a white noise in the background. They both have white noise. So I'm hoping you can't hear that. Anyways, I just want to shout out the people who have been with us from 2011. I see you. We have the most loyal readers ever. And I just want to thank you. And if you're new, thank you so much for supporting us. I appreciate all of you. So thank you. And I hope you enjoy our podcast. So enough of that. Let's get to it, you guys. Let's talk season 11 premiere of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. You know, it starts where the ladies really haven't seen each other. And Jackie is planning a birthday party for her husband, Evan, and she's so excited about this. And I'm just going to get straight into the birthday because holy shit, what the hell was that? Seriously, guns blazing. You know, Teresa came in and she had a mission. She was going to start some stuff right away. She was just, I don't know, you guys, you know, I love Teresa. I mean, if you, again, if you know me, I love Teresa. I mean, if you're new, you don't know, but I've always really protected Teresa. You know, she's been through so much, and come on, she is the star of this show. Like, she is. She's why it's so successful. So whether you like her or not, that's the truth. You know, so I mean, I was just confused by the first, by, I don't, was it the first 10 minutes? I don't even know. That was just insane. That doesn't usually happen on the first episode. It's more so like, hey, what have you each been up to? And this was crazy. But it looked staged to me. It was weird. Like, here's how I looked at the whole thing. I'm thinking Teresa told producers, hey, I heard this rumor about Jackie, and producers are like, all right, let's make shit happen. Bring it up at this party, because it just seemed off. Jackie was saying how much she loved Evan and adored him, and she's drunk and having fun. And Teresa's just going around, you know, saying, I heard he does stuff like at the gym. And Melissa's like, wait, what? What does that mean? That part was so funny, by the way. Melissa was like, I don't know what the hell you're saying. Because Teresa, she didn't know. I don't even know. She didn't know how to explain it. So even this scene, I'm just thinking about right now, that scene where Evan and Jackie are trying to tell Teresa, hey, we want to hook you up with someone. Teresa didn't seem like she was even listening, or she didn't care. It was like she was just thinking about what she's going to do that night. So call me crazy, but I don't know. It seemed off, and it seemed like producers had something to do with this. Now I will say that blogging since 2011, I've talked to a lot of producers behind the scene. This show is not scripted. Obviously, you're put in situations that are not normal at all. For example, if I don't like someone, I'm not going to invite them on a trip and get drunk with them. That's a disaster waiting to happen. Whereas in the Real Housewives world, you know, they're in situations that wouldn't happen. So that's the only part that probably doesn't happen in reality, but it is not scripted. They're in just situations that are not realistic at the end of the day, because you're not gonna hang out with people that you don't like, or be on trips with people you don't like. It just doesn't happen. But anyways, yeah, so these ladies, you know, they get close with these producers, you know, they vent to them. So I'm almost certain that's what happened. So, I mean, that's just my theory. So take it or leave it. But I'm just thinking, T, Teresa, she told producers about it. They said, go and talk about it. And then Teresa, like, went above and beyond and was like, okay, you want me to talk about it? I'll really talk about it. Anyways, everyone is shocked. Margaret is like, what the F, please? I don't want to hear. She didn't want to hear about it. And I respect that, because Jackie's her girl. So I wouldn't want to hear that about my best friend either. So it was a shit show night, except Jackie had no idea. She was literally living her best life. I forgot what Melissa had said. She said it in her like interview, but she made a comment about Jackie being so clueless. And I don't know, it made me laugh, because you just know when Jackie wakes up, she's going to be so shook. And that's literally what happened. But before we get into all that, we see Margaret making some progress in her house. But Margaret, it's been 3 years. Like, it's not acceptable. You know, it's just not. We're in a pandemic, so you're at home. Your boyfriend is a contractor. There's no excuse. You know, do better. Do better with that house. You have to. It has so much potential. So she's slowly working on it. She talks about that. So thank you. She also got a boob lift. She's proud. They look good. So that's really with Marge. Then we see Dolores. I love me some Dolores. Dolores is my favorite. I get sad thinking about Dolores not being on every season of The Real Housewives. Like, remember when those twins were cast on New Jersey and Amber? Oh my God, that season was the weirdest season. I don't even know how Bravo allowed that to happen. I don't think anyone even knows, remember that season. So please, if you do remember that season, tell me, because that was horrible casting. Anyways, back to Dolores. So she built a house with David, but she doesn't actually move in with him. She still lives with her ex-husband, but her son lives with David as he studies for school. What in the flying F is going on? This is also bizarre to me. It just doesn't make sense. But I respect it. I respect the fact that David would be, you know, on board with her son living there. I don't know. I do think that is really cool of him. So Dolores is at David's house, and Frankie is there. Again, he lives there. And she confronts David about not showing up around the group. She didn't even say anything wrong. Like, she didn't say, you better come around this group, or, you know, freak out on it. Like, I feel like if that was me and that's my husband, I'd be like, what the heck? Like, you need to come around. You know, I'd probably freak out. She was really cool. Like, she's like, you just need to show up. And then, you know, the plastic surgery gets brought up. So Dolores, she got a butt lift. She got a tummy tuck, she got liposuction. She didn't tell him, I guess, until the day before. And he was upset about that. And he, you know, he didn't think she needed any of that, right? I mean, I couldn't imagine not telling my husband, by the way. I wish I was like that, where I'm just like gonna tell them the day before and hey, I'm getting the surgery. So, I think David had a right to know, but whatever, you know, whatever. And I think he just like loved Dolores how she looks then, and I agree. She looked amazing then. She looks amazing now. So whatever makes her happy, that's all that matters. So David kind of walks off and Dolores, if you're listening, I love you and I know you're okay with how things are, but deep down you're not. You just can't be. You can't be okay with those things. You know, those things have to bother you. And David, he does seem like a catch, but God, he's so much work and they aren't even married yet. And I understand Frank and Dolores, they'll never get together. But Dolores is such a catch. And I like David, I do. I don't like David for Dolores. So I'm going to need David. David, you need to break up with Dolores because obviously Dolores is just not going to break up with him. She's not, okay? So back at Jennifer's house, she's hosting a family night, but her mom is not coming because her mom and dad have been fighting and her dad actually moved in with Jennifer. I think they were saying, you know, there's a lot of verbal abuse that goes on in the household and they just describe their mom as being very stubborn, kind of angry, so stubborn that she won't come to that family dinner. So I felt bad for Jennifer's dad. He seemed like the sweetest guy. He seemed so chill. He was just a chill old man, and his wife probably drives him bonkers from what it looked like. You know, I don't like, I usually don't like seeing the housewife's parents and things of that sort. For example, I could care less about Bronwyn and her mom. But with New Jersey, I am all for it. New Jersey just it can they can never go wrong. None of them, they can never go wrong. They just can't. So they're all supposed to go on this trip, and Jackie calls Teresa and she lets her know she heard about all the things Teresa was saying about her husband and she's upset. And she, oh my gosh, she looked like a broken little girl. Like, I felt bad for her. So they're gonna meet at Margaret's house. And you can just tell she's distraught, and I get it. I'm thinking, wow, viewers are gonna really have Jackie's back here, you know, even and that's crazy coming from me, but I felt bad for her. So before Teresa comes, Jackie and, you know, Margaret talk about all that Teresa has done and supposedly got away with, and when are they gonna stop protecting Teresa? And yes, I'm thinking Teresa, what she did in this episode was wrong, but Jackie, just stop. Teresa is New Jersey. Teresa is the face of Real Housewives, and she's given us her whole life, the good, the bad, the ugly. She's not perfect, but we're not gonna go there. We're not gonna try to make everyone against tea. That we remember the whole Kathy, Caroline, Jacqueline. No, it's just not gonna happen. So if you want her to leave the show or if she leaves the show, then there is no show, period. Okay, anyways. So Teresa arrives. Jackie is crying. Again, I felt bad for Jackie. Jackie just wanted her to say it's not true. You know, she's talking about, she's like, I just want you to say it's not true. This rumor, it's a rumor. It's not even true. Teresa says, you know, I don't want you to be upset, but she's not revealing who told her. And I think Jackie just really expected Teresa to just be like, look, I'm sorry. You know, yeah, not true. But Teresa was just like, well, it's a rumor. It's a rumor. I heard it. And that just pissed Jackie off more. But look, if it's not true, Jackie, I kind of think she should have just been a little bit more cooler about it. You know, if it's not true, like this, kind of laugh it off. I know that's hard, but just be like, that is such a ridiculous rumor. I'm not even gonna engage, you know, like Meredith. Like, I'm not. Like, it's so stupid, right? So, and I met Meredith from Salt Lake City. So, you know, Jackie, she loses it and she just does the unthinkable. She says that she heard Gia, Teresa's oldest daughter, who was a literal saint, snorts coke in the bathroom at parties. So yes, it was an analogy, but you don't bring children into it. At the end of the day, people may argue, yeah, you don't bring husbands into it. And I just think it's different. I do. Gia is about to start her life. Social media is so cruel. And I read, you know, some people say, well, she's 18 now, it doesn't matter. But Gia has never involved herself in the drama. I feel like when it comes to the kids, even if they're 20 or whatever, they just need to be off limits. Unless you're Jacqueline Laurita's daughter, Ashley, and you're literally fighting with every single one of your mom's friends on social media, then yeah, totally fine to bring someone like her into the picture. But Gia, she's been through a lot. She's such a great girl. Teresa has the best girls. You know, Gia's never fought, talked about the other wives. Don't involve her. And, you know, and after the episode, Gia actually came out on Instagram and she showed several messages on her social media of people calling her names, drug addict, coke this, things like that. And she's just still so young. So I just feel as though Jackie really, would have had people on her side. Like, even me, I would have been like, I really do feel bad for her. But now that I have two babies of my own, if someone brought up my kid, even if it's just a damn analogy, I'm done with that person. And it's like, what did Jackie get out of it? Did it make her feel better? Did she leave and feel accomplished? No, she didn't. And she even was like taunting Teresa. She was saying like, oh, she wins, like, oh, I win, I win, I win, or something like that. I don't know. But she sh was shouting, I win. And it was like weird. I'm just like, okay, you lost us all, Jackie. I mean, she didn't lose us all because a lot of people still are like, whatever. It was an analogy. But I don't know. I was so not happy about that. Again, I'm very protective. Not even with Teresa, her girls, they've been through hell and back. Leave Gia out of this. Like, she's finally about to start her life, no drama. And then here comes Jackie saying this. And people take it real. And you know what? People do take it real. Let me tell you why. I was reading an article on Daily Mail, okay? And in the comments, some person just commented and was like, oh yeah, there's been rumors for several years of Gia doing coke, at parties. And this has never once got brought up. Okay. I do read comments all the time on other people's, whatever. I read comments all the time, okay? From other people. And I've never once seen any of the viewers bring up Gia doing coke. So, and I could have sworn like 300 people like thumbed it up just because maybe they're just, they're not fond of Teresa or something or whatever. I don't know. But I'm just thinking like, exactly. So this never got brought up before. Now Jackie's saying it. Now she's saying, oh, it was an analogy. But now you have like people commenting saying, oh yeah, this has always been out there. When, come on, that's not the case at all. So I just think what Jackie did was disgusting. I'm not happy with her, not at all. Especially the shouting, I win, I win. You went home feeling like shit about the whole thing. Nothing got accomplished. So yeah, I mean, this is going to be a crazy season. I've never, I mean, since the christening, I feel like there hasn't been a premiere like that. But actually, with New Jersey, there's always been stuff happening. It's been crazy. But I am excited about this season. If you're looking for spoilers, I will leave a link on the caption on what else to expect this season because we did get some exclusives. But please subscribe to this podcast. Please provide feedback for me. It's my first podcast. I am excited to be doing this. I know Laura is too. So, I can't wait to see what comes out of this. So, if you are listening, thank you so much and please subscribe. Have a wonderful night.